hazelnut. That's nice.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with Music on Records is Howard. Good luck on your Friday show, Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe. Well, good luck to you on all of your activity over the weekend. And this is a heck of a way to start a show. This is the way you're supposed to finish one, to say thanks to everybody and then say pleasant sailing over the weekend. But we'll say it first, in case we're a little bit tight for time at the end of the show. Anyway, it's real nice coming back into your living rooms, your automobiles, riding in the front seat with you, or doing whatever you're doing for the next quarter hour. For Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, a product that I hope is a companion piece that's riding in the front seat right along with you and me and the five sticks. We've got a lot of music for you today. Today we have avoided the use of a guest interview because there's some good records out, and I just thought maybe it would be pleasant for you and I to sit and talk about the music business and listen to some of these new pieces of shellac which have reached our desk. Here is number one on the parade today, a couple of very intelligent boys in the record industry by the name of Hugo and Luigi. You might remember that they're the boys who had the Family Singers a couple of years ago on Mercury and scored some notable successes. They are up with a fine new marching song called The Shenandoah Rose.
Hot two, three. Oh, the moon never beams without bringing me dreams of my Shenandoah Rose. And the stars never rise, but I see the bright eyes of my Shenandoah Rose. From the Empire State to the Golden Gate, believe me, I've met quite a few. From the old Panhandle up to San Bernardino, they couldn't hold a candle to you, you, you. You're a thrill to the eye, like a flag passing by, like an old
Hugo and Luigi, and their singers on a roulette label, a thing called Shenandoah Rose. I guess it goes without saying that all of us, all Americans, in fact, maybe people all over the world, love the sound of the marching bands. I'll never forget during the war years, during the Great World War, number two, when I served in the United States Navy. The Navy was nice enough at the start of my period of enlistment to send me to Harvard University, where I trained there as an officer. And I remember marching down through the Boston... What do they call it? The Commonwealth there, the Boston Commons, and getting a tremendous thrill following the banners of the United States Navy and, of course, our own national flag of the red, white, and blue. And there's a particular thrill, I think, that comes over all Americans. I don't know about you, but I sort of get just a little bit chilly up and down my spine when I see the flags waving and, of course, the spirited march and the step of military people. And I think maybe that's why records of this sort, like the Yellow Rose of Texas and this one, the Shenandoah Rose, are always so popular with people, because I think down deep in our hearts, we don't have a militaristic attitude here in this country, but we just love to have that feeling of being proud of our national anthem or music that sort of depicts the frontiersmen and the great people who broke the frontiers of this nation. I think it's a nice record, Shenandoah Rose, done by Hugo and Luigi. Well, whether you march in step or whether you're out of step, I'm certain that if you have Wrigley's Spearmint chewing gum along, it doesn't make very much difference. Of course, if you're in a parade, you've got to keep step with the rest of the people. If you're not in a parade, it's not important whether you put the left foot down first or the right foot. But speaking of parades, I can assure you that everyone is in step when it concerns themselves with things like the good product between meals. You know, one of the nice things about Wrigley's Spearmint that I have found is so good is the fact that all of us are subject to cravings between meals, and frequently we want to avoid it because it adds too much of poundage that we don't want, that eating between meals. And I found that one of the real satisfying ways to quench the thirst or relieve the appetite and the hunger pangs is to reach for a stick of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. And I think that if you find that same pleasure, you'll find, like I have, a whole world of new pleasure open up for you. Why don't you enjoy Wrigley Spearmint often? Between meals, it never spoils your appetite because it's light, it's pure, it's always wholesome, and it's delicious. There's a great flavor to Wrigley Spearmint, and I hope that you'll get in step with all the rest of us, the parade of people who go up to their favorite counters and say, "A pack of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum, if you please." Well, let's play a record now by Vic Damone. Here's one of the fine singers in our industry, a boy who now records for Columbia. He had a series of big hits, of course, with Mercury. And Vic, of course, is also a motion picture favorite and a nightclub entertainer. I think this is a fine song which comes from the Columbia picture of the same name. Vic sings "An Affair to Remember."
Out of time and space, our love affair, may it always be a flame to burn through eternity. So take
Damone singing with all the heart in the world, a very pretty song, which is titled tune of motion picture soon to be released, called An Affair to Remember. Well, I don't know about you, but I think Dixie falls into the category of one of my favorite forms of music. Now, the Little Lennon sisters, the girls that perform so admirably with a fine gentleman of music by the name of Lawrence Welk, have a new record out on a comparatively new label. It's a subsidiary of Coral called Brunswick. And strangely enough, they have taken a piece of music which is basically ballad in its progression of notes, and they have added what is the necessary beat, a two-beat of Dixie. And I think despite the fact that this is a lyrical song and a lyrical record, and most records which come out Dixie don't carry a lyric with it, that this is a happy combination of a swell version sung in unison of the lyric and the tailgate trombone and a great, great clarinet riff that is done by someone whose name is not determined on the label. But I should like to give a deep, low bow to the producer of this record for coming up with fine Dixie, wonderful clarinet, and four sweet little girls known as the Lennon Sisters. This very likely could turn out to be a big hit for these kids. It'll be the first one if it happens, and I should like to see it happen. Maybe we can help them up that ladder a little bit farther. Here are the Lennon Sisters with a charming record called White Silver Sands. A charming record. That's the Lennon Sisters with White Silver Sands. Let me just make a little suggestion to you. If you go out in the highways over the weekend or if you go swimming to your favorite lake resort, please do both very carefully. Let's be careful of our health and our pursuit of happiness. And when you do go this weekend, why don't you take a couple of packs of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum? I know that it'll add to your pleasure. You'll enjoy it. And we'd love, of course, to have you back in all your good health, sound of mind and body next week at the same time. And the best way to do it is to be careful when you go and play this weekend. I hope the weather's swell for you. I hope it's just a delightful weekend. I know it'll be doubly delightful if you have Wrigley Spearmint. Now let's listen to one chorus of a very pretty thing done by Montavani. It's a London record, Around the World in 80 Days. Well, it sort of runs us out of time. Gee, it's been always just like yesterday, and I know it will be again Monday. A lot of fun spending some time with you. I hope maybe you've enjoyed the records, and I know that you will enjoy Wrigley's Spearmint when you take it wherever you go over the weekend. So play hard, have fun, but please be careful, and we'll see you Monday. This is Howard Miller for Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Goodbye for now. Here's Joe Foss.
Howard's guest on Monday will be Ray Anthony on the CBS Radio Network.
WBBM-FM, Chicago.